like to welcome another amazing friend, Luisana. How are you, girl?
Hi, how are you? Good evening. Good. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's bring everybody back into our story because I feel like I'm part of your story. I guess I'm part of everybody's stories, but like me and you, we go back. So like, I love this, but like, let's go back before you met me. And what was your life like back then? Like what challenges do you have? Did you have, what difficulties were you experiencing?
Yes. Okay. Well, I was kind of related with your story because I was living my life here in my home with my kids, or just my daughter, because at that time I was just first mom, just with one girl. And I was just trying to do something to help my husband too, and also to feel that I'm doing something, because I used to work all the time before having my daughter. So I was trying to just find a job, online job, doing a business, like being my own boss, trying different stuff, like how do you say that? Multi-level, I guess.
Yeah, network marketing, MLM, multi-level marketing. Yes. We all know that. Yeah,
doing that. In there. Yeah, selling everything that I just was like it, or I was trying, and I say, okay, I can sell this. Right. And I was trying to do whatever it takes me to find something to do extra. What I was doing, like just taking care of my daughter. Yeah. But then I was having that feeling in my heart to have a business, but also have relationship with kids. Yeah. Because I love kids. I have been growing with kids all around. My family in Venezuela, they are teachers. So I grew up in the like educator feeling. And I was feeling that, but it wasn't my idea, like running a preschool or having something to teach kids, because I didn't know how to. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm from Venezuela, my home country. And I came here and I was asking people. I remember, I think that I haven't told you this story before, but I asked a woman that she was running a preschool. She's running that preschool yet. But at that moment, it was like 12 years ago when I just came here to Dallas, and I started working with them as a summer camp volunteer, or I guess just like a assistant, not a lead teacher. And I was working with them, and I asked her, how can I run my own preschool? Because I want to do that. And I remember she told me, it's impossible. It's so hard for you.
Wait. Impossible for you?
Yes, for me, is what she was telling me.
I hope first, you use that as like fuel for your story.
Yes. I'm going to tell you later what happened. But
okay.
I remember I told her, but what I need. So I want to know what I need, because eventually in the future, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And she was telling me, well, Luisana, you need a degree in business. I remember that. You need to have a degree in business first. Then you need to pass a test, like a 2 test. And then you have to have the money. And then you have to have a partnership. She say a lot of things. And I remember she was renting in a church. So now she have her own preschool, her own building. Mm-hmm. But just this year, like 12 years ago, it was that. So I was wondering why this happened to me. Because why it have to be so hard? And but I stopped that dream. At that moment, I never think about that anymore. Just
she crushed your dream, Luisana. Yes. No, I want to go like fight her.
Yeah, but I think it wasn't my moment at that time, because I have to do like other things that led me to be here, what I am right now. Mm-hmm. And having my own kid, like raising her, teaching her at home, practicing more.
Right.
And having that experience to do something different, because I was following most of the teaching styles, like her style, like maybe my home country style. I wasn't have like that feeling to do something different. And it was when I just, like last year, I was thinking, okay, I want to have my own preschool, but I don't want to follow someone else. Like, I don't want to do something like it's already there. I want to do something new. Yeah. But I need the help I need to find someone that can help me to go through this journey without saying that it's impossible for me to do it, you know, or being jealous because I'm doing something like her.
Right, right.
And it's hard to find that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do this, but well, I'm going to do it because I know that the Lord have called my husband and I that both work with kids in our ministry, in our church, in the kids ministry. And also he's a bilingual teacher in elementary school.
Yeah.
So we were just like, well, I don't know when it's going to be the time. But last year, I just was like researching, how can I run my own preschool? And I found you. And I found you and I say, okay. But I remember that I found your book.
Yeah.
And I say, I'm going to get the book first.
Right.
And I'm going to start reading. Yes. When I start reading it, I remember, and I'm never going to forget about the first page when you say, and if you, I don't remember the exact words, but you were saying that if you want to change life, this is for you. So that word changed my mind, blew my mind, because I was like, okay, I was telling God and I was thinking that something that I want to do is something differently. I don't want to follow in someone else.
Yeah.
And something that is related with changing life is doing something differently.
Yeah.
It's not doing what others are doing. It's just being you, and we are different, like just following someone else that is allowing you to show you how to do it, but in your own way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, this is my journey. I'm going to do this. And I start doing your challenge last year, but I was
pregnant. You did the challenge in October, right?
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I did it, but I did it first, remember, in April that year too. Yes, but I did, and I wasn't able to finish because I got my baby boy.
Got it.
Born in April 14.
So, no. Like right in the middle of the challenge. So you didn't join Preschool All-Stars then.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So I say, I'm not going to do it right now, but I will do it when she opens again.
Yeah.
And that was in October. That I just did. And I say, okay, this is the moment that I'm going to do this. And it was exactly like that. I'm going to confess something. I haven't even finished the book.
You don't need to finish the book.
I don't need to finish the book. Yes, exactly. I just read the 100 pages, first pages. And I was like, okay, I need to do something. I need to start. I need to start running my preschool. Yeah. I was so anxious.
Yeah.
So that was that happened before. So I was just an stay mom home, and I was taking care of my daughter, and I was dreaming that someday I will have my own preschool, and someday everything is going to change. But that someday, I never knew it that it was last year when everything was about to change.
Well, so here I just opened up our DM conversation, and I feel like a proud mama over here, kind of, like, because Luisana jumped into my DMs at 8:33 p.m. on October 12th, 2022. So 6 months ago, this girl, Luisana, is like the first time she kind of circled to my world. Obviously, probably she did the challenge before, but where she didn't join Preschool All-Stars, you know, like, I kind of forget about people sometimes. I still love y'all, but she circled into my DMs. And she just like poured out her heart. I won't read the DM, but she poured out her heart about how she had this passion to create this preschool and, you know, with a ministry but she had came from Venezuela and she didn't know if she could do that here in the States. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my, hold up. Let me see my response. Like, you had a very long DM. And I said, let's see here. I said, I'm so glad you're moving forward with God's calling for your family. You got this. And then I said, I don't know enough about like the situation you were asking to tell you yes or no. And it was funny because I was like, oh my gosh, this is the first question I've gotten 15 years that actually stumped me, which was hilarious. That's why I remember you so much. Cause I'm like, dang, like this is a really good question. Anyways, you didn't let that stop you. You jumped in, you did the challenge. And then did you sign up any students with the 7-day challenge?
Yes, I signed it like I guess the first day was just two students, and then the rest for the first 24 hours, I guess I signed two. I don't know why, but I just forgot about that moment.
Yeah, that's okay. So you signed up some students for the 7-day challenge, yes. And then you started your preschool in your home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's called Giants Bilingual Preschool, Bilingual yes. Christian Preschool.
Yes, Giants Kingdom Preschool.
Giants Kingdom Preschool. Okay, and then when did you actually start your preschool program?
We started in March.
In March
6th. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, like one month ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, like, I want you to kind of like put yourself back in that experience of you had this dream for yourself, but you know, you had no clue how you could ever do it. That one woman back in the day, It's okay. She gave you the fuel to keep, you know, looking for a different answer. But she said it would never be possible. Like, you'd have to have a degree. You have to have all these things. You could never do it. Like, oh, the fact she's like, you can't do it. Like, I'm always like, yes, you can. Anyways, put yourself in now. Like, what is life like now for you?
Okay. It's interesting that today when you just messaged me, I was thinking before that, I was thinking today something like very particular, because I was thinking, okay, I can't sometimes since these 2 months, I have been just working and focusing in everything that I have right now, just my preschool, my marriage, my kids, my house, everything. So trying to figure out how going through all this without taking something to the place, another place. So having my best for everything. Doing my best for everything. So, and it's why I haven't been just like a little bit behind in social media. Okay.
Sure, sure.
Because I don't want to take the time for that. But I mean, I was thinking, so how amazing is that I just take a break today and I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm a home owner and I'm a business owner and I have my preschool and I have kids in my preschool. I have a wait list and I'm growing and I'm going to have more classes soon. Yeah. I'm going to have maybe a church to rent soon and I'm going to build something very soon. I was thinking a lot in a moment, and I was realizing that, oh my gosh, my life just changed. But it's not just about my life. I was just watching a video today about that it takes me to think about this, that say that life actually isn't about your own life, but it also is about the people that you are connected with. So that bring me to just a decision that I just took in the past, just like saying, yes, I'm going to do my preschool. I'm going to sign in with Joy in this program because she's going to help me with that decision without knowing if it's going to go through something big or if I'm going to start very soon, if we are going to be successful or whatever, but just taking the decision to say, yes, it changed my life, but not just my life. It changed my kids' life, my own kids, okay? My husband's life, and even the families that are enrolled right now with me.
Yeah.
Because in the past week, I have been seeing a lot of comments about them. Even I have 3 students that they pass the ESOL program test for pre-K.
Yeah.
That I actually wasn't like speaking at all.
Wow.
And they are bilingual and they are starting pre-K right now because they have the age actually.
Right.
But they just took the test and parents were saying, no, he's not going to pass the test or she's not going to pass the test. And I was thinking, why not? We never know. And I was complaining myself and telling my husband, but it's just 1 month. And he said, you never know what you are doing in 1 month, in 2 days, in 3 days, in a child life. You never know. So it's why I saw this video and it took me very strong to say, life is not about just you. It's about the people that you are connected with. Yeah. So when I make the decision to start my preschool, it changed everything.
Yeah.
So even my daughter life right now, she's, you have no idea how she's having, like, taking a lot of English words. She's speaking English right now. And yeah. she haven't started speaking English yet. So
wow.
this is the first. The second is just she's so more confident. She has friends. She's so happy. She wake up and say, what day is today? So today is preschool again? Saturday morning. Is it preschool again today? So it's changing everything. My baby yeah. boy, he just turned 1 year old and he's walking already. He's just like doing a like older kids activities, and I yeah. just, and I was doing that just without knowing all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I was just making a decision to say, yes, I'm going to do it without yeah. thinking what is going to happen. And I just did that. So I think everything changed when you just make a decision.
Yeah.
Everything changed, and you're not going to affect your life. You're going to impact and affect everybody's life that is connected with you.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, friend, you haven't finished the book, but I know that there is a part that I need to read to you actually right now. So okay. So here we go. So I'm going to read like the last bit, okay? Because this okay. is like, this is for you. And like, I'm going to try not to cry. So this book is my gift to you. It's like probably 6 paragraphs. So hold on with me for a second. Mm-hmm. It says, this book is my gift to you, truly a labor of love, in the hopes that you will hear the battle cry rise up in the distance from the people who need you most. I heard that battle cry 10 years ago as I looked at my children and knew that I had to make a change in our lives. I knew I had to make a better life for them and me. I urge you to wake up, to look around and search for those who are calling out to you. Hear their battle cry. Who needs you to fight for them? Who is crying out to you, asking you to change their lives? Is it yourself, your own family, your future students, your future teachers, or your community? As poet Dylan Thomas writes, do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Because I've been blessed with this incredible knowledge of how to help women create successful preschools, I have a mission that only I can fulfill and a message that only I can share. I will continue to shout it off the rooftops until every woman knows there is a third option, and perhaps it's the best option for her family. I will not go gentle into that good night. I will continue to rage against the dying of the light, and I ask you to join me. Rally with me as we cry out to our families that we will protect them, we will provide for them, and we will be there for them. Be a light in this ever-darkening world. Oh, sorry. We need good leaders and teachers more than ever before. Be a change for good. Be a life changer. That was the word I wanted to read to you. Yes. Start a preschool and help us change lives, one preschool at a time. With that said, I'll leave you now. This truly has been a pleasure sharing my story with you. Oh, sorry. I look forward to working with you more closely inside our preschool all-stars community, and I wish you all the success and happiness in the world. And like wow. Louisiana, I tell you, from the moment that you slid into my DMs and you asked me that question that stumped me, I was like, I want this to work out for her. Like, she has this heart that is going to be so good for people. And you are changing lives. And so I'm so grateful for you for taking action and living with faith. I just, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that I met you, because I was asking for that. I was asking the Lord, I need someone that have the heart, your heart actually, to follow this, because what is behind my preschool is not just an academic or teaching journey. It's just something more like that. Yeah. It's impact their life. It's changing their life. It's that they can go to their houses and say, you know what? There is something different in me. Just like with their actions, with their, I don't know, behavior.
Yeah.
You never know. And it's what I'm doing every single day that I'm with my kids. And sometimes I just like saying, Holy Spirit, just guide me. I want to do a partnership with you, because you know most than I know what is going on with every single family here. Mm-hmm. And if they're here with me, it's because something. So you just bring them to me for a reason that I don't know. It's not just to prepare them for kindergarten. It's something else. So I want to be that. I want to do the chain. I want to do something differently. I don't just going to be like teacher that teach. Yeah. I want to do something else. And it's what everything start like going through everything and everything fix like beautiful. And mm-hmm. and they are so good together. And I can get to pray with them and for them. And I just feel something in my heart that I need to do with them. And I do it. And I feel the love. And I feel that we are like a family right now. Yeah. And they're learning. And I was in a point concerning about the learning part, because I was focusing, of course, in teaching, but also focusing in doing what the Lord wanted me to do, and not to do like a structural, you're very strict with the hours and the times and the circle time, and then this. I want to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I want to do something that the Lord wants me to do. So it's not just about playing, of course, it's not. Mm-hmm. But it's something that you are like actually putting the seed there. You're putting the seed there, and they're feeling that. Because you never know if it might be all of them are Christian. But you never know. You never know what is going in their life.
Right.
You never know how is their relationship that the parents have with the Lord.
Right.
Or even you don't know if they really know who is God and what is their relationship with God. You don't know that. So it's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do something differently. And in order to do that, I needed to find someone that have the Lord heart. And you have it. So it's why you came into my life, because you have the same heart that I have and that I was looking for.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
It's so my pleasure to have met you, and I'm so in good hands. So I always remember about that. I say, thank you, Lord, because I didn't do that with the wrong person. That time when I asked the person,
Yeah.
This is why I was telling you, wait a second, because I'm going to explain you. Because that woman that say, no, you can't do this, that wasn't the woman that the Lord wants me to do. Because he has a better plan for me. And I didn't know that, because when I asked her, when I just came into this country, I wasn't Christian, actually.
Yeah.
I just became Christian like maybe 3 or 2 years later. Mm-hmm. Of that moment. So you see, everything is connected.
It is. Yeah. Oh man. Such a good time talking to you, friend. If anybody was on the fence, how could you be on the fence even after listening to that? Oh my gosh. But if somebody was on the fence about joining Preschool All-Stars, what would you tell them?
Yes, I just tell them that take the decision, and it's just a decision, and it's not going to happen anything wrong for you. It's just going to let you to see what it happened after making a decision.
Yeah.
And every time that we just get out of our comfort zone, something happened.
Love that.
Something happened, even in the bad situations, because I'm not going to tell you that you're not going to have struggles or trials, because it's not that easy. I remember that the Lord told me when I just say yes, he told me it's not going to be easy, but you just have to have faith. And it's funny, but my first student that just signed it with me, her name is Faith.
Oh, I love that.
So, and God is amazing how he can do, and he can relate it, everything, and he can talk with you with just a single word, but you just have to be with your eyes open and your mind clear to know that everything is going to work out, everything is going to be for your best. So if you have to make a decision to join preschool system, you have to do it, because everything is going to happen. Something is going to happen, not just in your life, but in the lives that are in your around you, surround you. So even your kids, your family, your students, your future students, you're going to do something that you think is going to be about you or your life, but it's not actually. Yeah. It's going to be something else, something bigger.
Absolutely.
So it's what happens when we just get out of our comfort zone. So don't think about it. Just make the decision and say, yes. So I don't want to think what is going to happen. I just want to say yes.
Yeah.
Louis, it's a starting point.
Oh, you're fabulous. I can sit here and talk for hours with you, friend. Well, thank you again for being here and sharing your heart. And as everybody just heard, go make the decision. Go to preschoolallstars.com and join us. Thank you, Louisana.
You're welcome.